Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Davis is now going to join us. Speaking of the Niners, former Niners DB, and now NFL analyst, two-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, Super Bowl 29 champion, and host of Believe in 49ers on the Believe Podcast Network. Eric, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I am well, holding on for an old man. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. By the way, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll feel like an idiot if I was. Wasn't Ken Norton Jr. on that team with you when you won the Super Bowl?
Yes, he was.
Okay,
yes, he was.
And did you think
the only teammate I ever had that I got into a fist fight with.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know what, Ken? I love Kenny to death, but he and I just, We played together. We did those things, but when we played together, it was just something about the two of us to where we just got on each other's nerves. And he and
funny.
I mean, like go to blows, like you know Tyson and Holyfield.
Helmets on.
I mean, he's got a lot of weight on you, Eric.
I'm a tough guy, man.
Okay,
tough guy.
You took him out.
I'm telling you, you got to look at angles. You got to look at me at angles. I'm bigger than you think. If you get down on the knee and look up, then I look big.
Let me ask you, then you're a good person to ask this question. Based on your time with him and fighting with him and playing with him, were you surprised he became a coach?
No. I truly understand that. His mentality that he has that linebacker mentality. Linebackers are guys that like to be in the middle of it. He's still in the middle of it. He's a good teacher. He's very enthusiastic about the game. He loves football. So I'm not shocked that he's a lifer and wants to be around it. No, not at all.
All right, Eric, let's get to this matchup. Browns and Niners, it's going to be a fun one. Monday Night Football in San Francisco, the new stadium and all that. It's going to be awesome to watch. You know, the Niners start the season, they're 3-0. They're off a bye week here. You know, some people have said the Niners haven't played the toughest schedule, and that's fair. But I still think they're pretty darn good. How legit are these Niners this season?
Well, looking at this team, number one, you play the schedule that you have, which
sure.
Whatever the computer generates, that's what you
yeah.
got to play. That's
mm-hmm.
number one. You know, Tampa is better than people, and I said this after the first win, that Tampa is better than people were giving them credit for because Arians is a quarterback whisperer, and you'll see that team will get better. And Todd Bowles, wherever he goes, the defense immediately gets better. It's documented, so I think
yeah.
that team is going to be better than people thought. But the Niners right now, they're growing. They are better than I thought they were going to be, and mainly because their defense has gotten so much faster. They're so much faster with Bosa and Ford coming off the edges, adding Quan Alexander. I went way back. Anquan Boldin. They added Quan Alexander at the linebacker position. They're just faster up front. And they're able to, with those backers that have allowed them, even with Greenlaw, the rookie, they've allowed them to be able to cover a lot more ground in a lot less time. So that has helped them. It has helped in the weakness of this team right now because of the injuries of the secondary, but they've still been able to do things. And on the offensive side of the ball, Jimmy has been fair, you know, average to good. And that's what I expected, but he's making enough plays inside of Shanahan's offense to where they're able to win games and score enough points to win games combined with that defense. So they are a good football team. They're not a great team. They're still learning,
yeah.
but they are a good football team.
Eric, can you talk about that defense? That defensive line has been incredible this year.
Yeah.
Is it better than you thought? Is it legitimate?
Oh, it's definitely legitimate without question. You know, I mentioned Bosa. And D Ford, you know, his play is already documented what he can do in the league. Bosa is already he's already playing like an experienced veteran player. You can see him do some things and learn from series to series and pick up on what offensive linemen are doing to him and try and exploit some of that. And he's not even healthy yet. So that right there is, it has helped out tremendously. And then the big boys that they have, they have 5-6 guys that are starters, legitimate starters in the NFL. They have a rotation where it just doesn't slow down. So, but the team has put a lot of draft equity and free agent signings into that front, and it's starting to pay off. They are legitimate. Yeah. They can get after it. It's a lot like Cleveland. You guys see that up there. They've done the same thing. They allow the big boys up front to go hunt, and they have guys that are capable of doing it, and it comes at you in waves. So, you ask, are they legitimate? Yeah, that front's legitimate, and it's fast. So it's going to be interesting to see what Baker does. I imagine they're going to try to get the ball out of his hand and not try to have a lot of down the field long developing plays, because the teams that have done that against the Niners so far have not had a whole lot of luck doing that.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and especially the Browns' offensive line, which played well against Baltimore overall for the season, hasn't been great. But I think the other way, Eric, when you look at a Niners offensive line, now we're not watching them every week, but I know they've only given up 2 sacks in 3 games, and you mentioned the Browns' D-line is really good. That seems like an AA matchup. That seems like, you know, that seems like a great contest between 2 great lines there. What do you think?
I think that right there is going to be a huge key to the game. Even with Staley out, the offensive line has played fairly well, really well in the run game. And Garoppolo has helped them out in some cases in the passing game, because he does have a quick release. He can get the ball out, and that's a part of what Kyle Shanahan's offense is doing, is trying to get the ball out of his hands. But he also has a lot of deep developing routes where they want to try and get the run action going. And that's what I keep saying. He doesn't like to throw the ball off of play action. He wants it to be off of run action, where it looks exactly the same, and get the backers and the safeties to start getting their eyes prepared to come up and make that hit. And then you have these deep crossers. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that against this D-line. I just don't see you having enough time to do that often, and have to leave school of, you know, a rookie by himself out there. I don't know how often you want to do that, because Garrett's going to eat. We all know that. So it's going to be interesting. It is going to be a great chess match between those two. You're right. That could be the AA matchup that could determine what happens.
Let me ask you this. You know, I was on the one of the radio stations in San Francisco last night, and I was kind of – they were interviewing me, but I actually, at the end of it, kind of asked them a couple of questions about Jimmy G, because I've been a huge Jimmy G fan since he was in New England. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback, to great quarterback in this league. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you think about him? He said, was inconsistent. You know, sometimes he can look like $1 million, and then sometimes he can have some throws that are like, what the hell is this guy doing? Is that fair, a fair assessment of Jimmy? And, you know, how good do you think he's going to be? And how inconsistent has he been?
I think I mentioned earlier, he's been fair to good. He's been average to good. That's what I've seen. That's what I expected from him. He hasn't played. Does he have a release that can work in this league? Yes. Do I believe that he has enough arm strength? He doesn't have a strong arm. When I stood on the field and I watched him throw a ball, I was like, oh my god, that looks delicious. Like I would love to be a DB playing against that. It's like a snack. So he doesn't have a real strong arm, but you don't have to have a super strong arm. I played with a quarterback in Joe Montana that didn't have the strongest arm. He just knew where to throw it and when to throw it. And he was accurate with it. So Jimmy has the tools to do it, but I just want to see if he can continue to grow. And that's what I said. He's been average to good. Every week he seems to be getting better. He'll always make a mistake every game at some point, where you just want to just scratch your head. And I told someone last week, you know, he's thrown a couple of interceptions. Why? The one that I believe was Pittsburgh, he threw one. In Tampa, he threw one. And I told the guy, someone said, why would he throw that ball? And I said, because it was open at practice. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, because he's still in that phase where he's going through, he's learning, and he's doing exactly what the coach is telling him to do. And the coach is telling him, look at the safety right here. The corner is going to bite on this. And the action is going to make certain things happen. And you throw it expecting this guy to be wide open, and he just throws it. And that's why you know you have a young guy where they still haven't learned how to read and do the math, read the matrix and do the math and understand where the danger's coming from. I think he will develop all of that. He is not there yet. Please stop calling him a franchise quarterback. he hasn't done a damn thing for the franchise. Baker Mayfield
he's paid like it, though. He's paid like it, though, now. He's paid like it.
Who's played like it?
No, he said he's played like it.
Paid like a franchise quarterback. Pay is irrelevant. You get paid what you negotiate, and that's the going rate for entertainers. So I don't even worry about that. It's just the expectation is for these guys to come in, and I want to see if they can be solid starters. Both of these quarterbacks have shown that they have what it takes to be solid starters. Now it's about being consistent. The NFL is not about being good. Everybody's good. Everyone's capable of making a good play, but can you consistently do it? That's what makes you a solid player. That's what makes you a franchise quarterback, if you can consistently give your team an opportunity to compete for championships. And neither of these players have done that yet. But I do think they have the potential. To answer your question, I think they have the potential. I think Jimmy Garoppolo has the potential of being that type quarterback if he continues to progress the way I've seen from week one to week, you know, four or five. Where are we sitting? Week five? Sitting at week five.
That's right.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah. Eric, Kyle Shanahan spent a season here in Cleveland, and it was typical Browns chaos at the time, but I think we all saw then the potential of what he had. What do you think of the job he's done in San Francisco?
I think he's doing an excellent job. I think that they are doing a fine job in identifying the talent that they need to run the offense that he wants to run. I think they're defensively the same thing. They're developing players that are becoming extremely productive at a lot of different positions. I see that. And every week I see this guy design plays and call the game in a manner in which he is giving this offense opportunities to make huge plays. You know, if not for four or five holding calls here, they may be leading the league in points right now. So Kyle is definitely one of the sharper offensive minds in the league, and if you give him the players that understand how to execute, then they'll get it. They'll be able to get it done. I'm on record as saying that he makes football easy for a quarterback. If they understand what he's asking them to do, he can design plays against defenses that will give his quarterback an opportunity to play well. He makes it really easy on him. So for a quarterback to not work in his system, it says a lot about the quarterback, because he does do a fine job of giving them opportunities to have success.
Eric, when you look at the tight end position, obviously George Kittle became a star last year. The numbers have not been good, not been terrible. They just haven't been what I guess we expected coming into the season so far this year. We're expecting him to break out. Maybe it happens this week. Why do you think his numbers have been a little down early this season?
I think he's a victim of his own abilities. He's a really good blocker. He takes a lot of pride in it, and Kyle likes to run the ball. So you have him in on a lot of situations. They are utilizing him to be that decoy. He's going to stay in. He's going to help protect. You got Joe Staley who's out. You're trying to help young linemen. Since Kittle is such a good blocker, they leave him in a lot of situations, and I think that has something to do with his numbers. He's their number one receiver. So I know they want to get him out more, but you also have to protect the quarterback. And I think what Shanahan is looking at in his passing game is what's more important, for Kittle to get his numbers or to keep his quarterback, Garoppolo, who's still trying to get his feet under himself, to keep him upright and allow his confidence to grow and allow him to feel like that he is in control of the offense and not get skittish. I think that's what he's trying to do. So he's taking his number one threat out of the passing game to try and protect his quarterback to get his mindset going so that and down the road, I think we're going to see Kittle's numbers pick up as you see Garoppolo get more confident in the pocket.
For more insight on the Niners, check out the host. Check out the Believe in 49ers on the Believe Podcast Network with Eric. Eric, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Eric Davis.